Walter Ellis of Milwaukee is now charged with killing seven women between 1986 and 2007. He was in state prison in 2001 when the state says it began taking DNA samples from all inmates. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections says it gathered samples from Ellis and sent them to the state crime lab run by the Justice Department. But Justice says it can't locate the samples. Attorney General Van Hollen said yesterday afternoon that there's no record of his agency receiving the items, but that Justice is looking for answers.
Gary Hamblin, who runs my crime laboratories, is at the laboratories as we speak and has been for some time trying to get to the bottom of this matter. When we have further information, I guarantee you we will reach out to you and make sure we get you that information in one form or another.
Van Hollen says if there are problems with the DNA sampling or transfer process, he'll correct them.
I don't believe that to be the case. I believe somewhere along the line something else happened. But if it happened to that sample, it may have happened to other samples. We don't want to have any questions or concerns in our DNA process or evidence in the future.
Once law enforcement gathered a DNA sample from Walter Ellis's home last month, it took only days before they found a match with DNA from nine dead women and arrested Ellis. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.